Okay.
So we're gonna start with finishing up for a topic from last week of that Kiddush b'makom Suda, Kiddush in the place of the Suda. So this is source sheet number 4. It's source number 16, which is the Aruch HaShulchan. So he was wrote that 130 years ago or something around there, and we're doing this for the background. He's going to give us a bit of a background into the issue of eating before davening in the morning, and what happens if a person needs to eat. We'll have to define what exactly needs means. What happens if a person is in a situation where they should be eating in the morning before davening on Shabbos morning? Should you or should you not say Kiddush before you eat? That's going to be a question. Yeah, it's not going to be so simple. I'm not even sure that we're going to come to a clear answer on this. Meaning that that everybody should ask their rabbi what to do. But the knowledge of all the background material will help for the question. Will help to understand the question. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the Chazav Rabbeinu Beis Yosef the Ochlin Umashkin L'Refua Mutter. That you're allowed to eat or drink for refuah, for health, in the morning before davening. I kan lashono. Ve'ein kavanaso b'chol gamor. He says this is not talking about somebody that's really, really sick. Demilda depshidehi. So obviously, somebody who's really sick is gonna eat so that they could get better in the morning before they daven. Afilu ein bo sakana. So ela hakavana delokeach lerefuah. Right, we're talking about somebody who needs to eat for refuah, but who ain't ochole. He's not sick. Ela kederach bali michushim. Right, he has, I guess, some pains or something. Oh, afilu ain't lo michush klal. Ela kedei lechazek atma kamo bimei haviv shalochin refuah lechazek aguf agidim. Or it sounds almost to me like this is a description of a vitamin almost, where you're not even sick, but you take things in the springtime to strengthen your body. So this sounds like vitamin, not sure. The imyesh berfuos ha'ilu afilu mine achilu ushtia gemurim mutter. So you would be allowed to eat. Kikevan sha'osa zele refua ein beze mishum gaiva. The problem with eating before davening in general is it leads to a feeling of arrogance, or being satiated leads to arrogance, which is why the postgame, when they talk about coffee, the whole question about adding milk and sugar, all those things that are going to make you feel a little bit better. Even if you could wait to eat till after davening, somebody that's weak, you feel weak, you're allowed to eat. So we should just point out that this is for the weekday. Shabbos is going to have its own separate problems of refuah, of taking medicine on Shabbos, which is complicated and well beyond the scope of what we're talking about here. But there could be some carryovers to Shabbos. So you're allowed to eat before davening if you're weak or if you're a little bit sick or something along those lines. So Kasav HaRambam in Sif Chafein, this Aruch HaShulchan Simen Peitet. So this is going to be an interesting change from the language from the Shulchan Aruch changes from the Rambam. Kasav HaRambam v'perek hei hatzomei v'haraev harehem b'chal cholim. If you're hungry or thirsty, then we would consider you to be the category of somebody that's sick, right? So if somebody's just hungry or thirsty, because you have to know yourself and know how hungry you are and how thirsty you are. Im yesh bo b'yicholos l'chavin data yispala. If you could be able to focus in davening, even with your hunger pains, etc., so then daven. If you could focus, daven. The imlav, but if you're so hungry or thirsty that it's going to get in the way of your ability to concentrate during davening, al yispalel, do not daven at she'ilchal v'yishtet. Don't daven, meaning the Rambam says, you must eat. If your lack of eating is going to get into the way of your ability to concentrate on your tefillos. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. Umashma, da asur lo l'hispalel at she'ilchal v'yishtet. It sounds from the Rambam, he says, al yispalel, it sounds like it is actually forbidden to daven if you are very hungry and your hunger will interfere with your kavana. Yeah, you're gonna be constantly complaining your stomach hurts or you're just thinking about food. Yeah, exactly. You're not gonna be able to focus on davening. So it's forbidden to daven without eating. But Aval Rabbeinu Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch Besif Dalet, Kasav Im, he changes the Rambam who made a definitive statement to if Im Ratza Ayispal, if you're so hungry that it's gonna get in the way of your davening, if you want to eat, you can. And if not, you don't have to. So he changes it. Ubi artamo b'sifra hagadol mishum de belav hachi eranu mechavin kolkach. So he says something very interesting. He says that nowadays, and this is 500 years ago, nowadays our kavana in davening is not what it used to be. Sounds almost like in the Rambam, what the Rambam was saying, you must eat, is because that was almost like a guarantee that you're going to be able to focus as well as you could in davening. But he says nowadays, where there's not even a guarantee, even if you do eat, there's no guarantee that you're going to be able to focus as well. So then he says, you don't have to eat. The Rambam says you have to, because that's going to lead you to focus better. He says, if you want to eat, then you could. And if you don't want to eat, then you don't have to. So then we leave it up to you. If you want to eat before davening, yes. If not, no. So he says this whole thing is a case where you're not going to actually get damaged. If there's actually going to be some type of issue that's going to come up because you decided not to eat, then for sure it's usher that you have to eat. So somebody that's, for example, a diabetic or something like that, my knowledge of medicine is very minimal. Somebody that has to eat, right? They're not even necessarily hungry right now, but they know that if they don't eat right now, it could lead to serious problems later. So then there's a pasuk, Lishmar tem lenaf shoteichem. You have to guard your body, guard yourself, take care of yourself. So then of course you'd have to eat. So now we have this basically was a background about eating before davening that you shouldn't, under normal circumstances, eat before davening. But if you are hungry or thirsty, we saw if you're hungry or thirsty, then you may eat before davening. Obviously, you'd have to see about yourself. It's probably better not to, but you have to just see about yourself. So now we're going to come to, what about saying Kiddush? Assuming we have a circumstance where somebody needs to eat before davening, do they have to say Kiddush before this or not? So the Biur Halacha tells us a very short statement, and he says, Chovas Kiddush. In source 17, if somebody is allowed to eat before davening, he says it's obvious that you have to say Kiddush first. He doesn't tell us why it's obvious. He just says it's very obvious to me that if you needed to eat on Shabbos morning before you go to shul, that you must say Kiddush. Right. So last week we spoke about Kiddush, saying Kiddush in the place where you eat, and we talked about how to have a kiddush, for your kiddush to probably, maybe not according to every single person, but for your kiddush to be a kiddush that fulfills your obligation, you need to eat something afterwards, either bread, bread like the Vilna Gaon, or the Gaonim said if you can drink more wine or something like that. We saw the Mishnah Berurah said that you could eat a mizonos type of food, and we saw that fruits are no good, fruits do not count for what you could eat. So if somebody has to eat, right, and we also saw the halacha a few weeks ago, you really need to, you're supposed to say Kiddush before you eat also. So now the question is going to be, what happens on Shabbos morning? Do you need to say Kiddush before you eat, before davening? Yeah.
Why don't you just go to have a cup of coffee before you leave?
So a cup of coffee, you would not say Kiddush, and that a cup of coffee is in the category of things that you're allowed to, even if you're 100% okay, you're allowed to have a cup of coffee before davening. The question is that the post we talk about is about adding sugar and milk to it. I think nowadays enough people do, but coffee, tea, water, things like that are 100% you're allowed to. I haven't looked at it recently, but I believe the Shulchan Aruch says that that's not even a problem. That's not even a problem ever. So, okay. So now that we established that the Biur Halacha says that you need to say Kiddush before you eat in the morning before davening, we're going to take a look at what Rav Moshe Feinstein says. So Rav Moshe has two tshuvos on this topic. So again, to remind everybody, the Biur Halacha said that it was obvious that you have to say Kiddush. He didn't tell us why. So Moshe says in source 18, "Uve'echad shemuchorech lechal b'shabis b'kar livnei atvila mitzad chul shas." So even sorech lekadosh tchila. So if somebody Shabbos boker. If somebody has to eat, they're feeling weak, right? We saw that if you're feeling weak, you're allowed to eat before davening. If you feel very hungry, very thirsty, you're allowed to eat before davening. Must you say Kiddush beforehand? Hine bevir halacha, sim reish peitet, in the second line here, kasav shepashut tzarech lekadosh michila. So obviously you have to make say Kiddush first. Avshelech ora ein ze pashut kol kach. He says, Rav Moshe says, what to him was so obvious to me, is not as obvious. Maybe the Rabbanan said, when do you need to say Kiddush? You need to say Kiddush at your Seuda time, and when does that? That's later on after davening. Meaning that the obligation to say Kiddush only starts when you finished davening. So if you had to eat before davening, according to Rav Moshe, there was never an obligation for you to say Kiddush beforehand. So don't say Kiddush beforehand. Okay, clear? Is that clear?
So no Kiddush in the morning.
So he's saying that you wouldn't make Kiddush because the proper time for Kiddush is basically lunchtime after you finished davening. Right? He says, how do you know that it's not your time for your su'udah before davening? Because it's actually forbidden to eat unless you are feeling weak or sick or any of those things. So the starting point is before davening, forbidden to eat unless there's an exception. From the fact that it's a time that everybody's forbidden to eat, he says, you see that. It would make sense that Chazal didn't institute saying Kiddush in the time that it was forbidden to eat, because nobody was going to really be eating. So therefore, he says, "Kodem shdiyus she'asu lechol v'rak shu muter mitzad shu chole v'cholash debazel lo tiknu." Right. So he says that the reason that you're eating before is because you're an exception. You're basically the exception. You're not supposed to eat unless you have a good reason. But v'rak shu muter mitzad shu chole, only because you're a person is sick v'cholash or weak debazel lo tiknu. He doesn't think that the sages mandated saying Kiddush at a time before davening. V'chein haya mistaber yoter, and he says, I think this makes more sense even than what the Bir Halacha says. V'tzarech yin b'pshitusa. So he says, Sorechion, I don't understand why the Bir Halacha said that obviously you should say Kiddush beforehand if Rav Moshe says, I'm giving you a very good reason where I think obviously you should not say Kiddush beforehand. But then he concludes this, aval al kol panim l'maisek v'horor zakeh v'yishol l'kaddish chila. He says, but because the Bir Halacha, I don't know when Rav Moshe wrote this tshuva, but the Bir Halacha probably was somewhere in the ballpark of 50 to 70, who wrote his 50 to 70 years before the Rav Moshe, that's just my guess. He says, because he said you should say Kiddush, so say Kiddush. That's what Rav Moshe says. He gives a strong reason to not say Kiddush, but then he says, but because the Mishnah Berurah says that you should say Kiddush, so you should say Kiddush before davening. Okay, that's what he says. But then he clarifies this in a different tshuva. And in the next tshuva, he says, "Uvidavar haKiddush b'cholah shetzorech lechol kodem shacharis near lani as daiti lachriya deim tzorech lechol pas avshu rak pas haba b'kisnin sheish lo din pas b'kvius uda tzorech leKaddush koras mishnah brura ubevir halachin." So he says, if you're eating a serious meal type food such as bread or a mizonos that's similar to bread. Right, like probably most of our cakes, danishes, things like that.
Cheerios.
So Cheerios will come to. I don't know. It's going to depend. I don't know enough about the halacha, and I don't know enough about the process of how you make it. But he's going to say, but it's things that are similar in their nature to bread that you're using flour for both of them.
Most people have cake out, don't they?
Or that's not similar to bread.
Have cake out?
No. Put out with coffee.
With coffee. The question is the process. There is flour, right? There is flour in the same way that you put the flour into probably and the main ingredient in both is flour, right? The yeast is not it's just an agent to help everything else go along. That's what I assume. So he says if you have a situation where you're eating, you need to take a medicine on a full stomach, let's say. So you're not filling up your stomach on apples and pears. You're gonna probably want to have a piece of cake or something more serious. He says, then he thinks you should say Kiddush, but if it's cooked, a cooked type of mazonas, which might be a cereal, pasta is one of the classic examples of such a thing. If you're going to be eating a pasta, which is doesn't in the nature of it is not as comparable to bread as cake is, einam bidin pas lo yikadosh. So he says he doesn't think you should say Kiddush on those types of things. So now he's saying he is saying that you still follow the Mishnah Berurah that you should say Kiddush, but only if you're going to be eating a real food that's bread or bread like food. But if you're going to be eating other foods, he doesn't think you should say Kiddush. And then he says, this is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein.
Lachan or
mizonot, or not even all mizonot. It's gonna depend on probably cake too, but it's gonna depend on the food. It's gonna depend on exactly how the process was. Was it? I guess maybe the distinction could be, was it baked or cooked? That might be what it comes down to. But it's more complicated, and then I'm not sure. Not sure, but I think it would come down to how you cook pasta, but you bake cake and you bake bread. So that might be the distinction. So then he says at the end, and even at the end he says, why should we force you to make kiddush if you didn't have to make kiddush? Because what we're doing then is we're telling you to eat even more than you needed to in a case where you weren't really supposed to be eating before davening in the first place. So that's his conclusion. And then if we'll take a look at the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos to see what he says, because he also it's not on the source sheet. So if there's a just read out what he says. He says, "Achola shetzorech lechol b'Shabbos b'boker lifnei sheyispala." If somebody is sick and they need to eat Shabbos morning, yikadish lifnei sheyocha. So he says you should make kiddush. Then he quotes, I'm not sure why, he says, better to even say Birchas HaTorah and say Shema before you eat. I'm not sure why, I didn't look into that. But in the footnotes here, he quotes, that Yesh Lishtabik B'chi Agavne Desagi L'chol B'achilas Peros. I guess this is a little similar to what Rav Moshe was saying, that let's say a person could have some fruit in the morning before davening, and that would satisfy their hunger, that would satisfy whatever reason they need to eat. So he thinks, right? You might still be in a category where this is not a suda, right? Because we saw that fruit didn't count as a meal So he says, if you're in a situation where you could be eating peros, fruit, so I think don't say kiddush on it, and presumably don't go out and eat cake and put yourself in a situation where you're gonna have to say kiddush if the fruit suffices. And that's what I think would be the, at the end of the day, like I said at the beginning, this is a question that you have to ask about, because we know that the Mishnah Berurah says you must say Kiddush, and Rav Moshe is first disagrees with it, but then says, but the Mishnah Berurah says say Kiddush, so say Kiddush. And then in a different Shuvah he says, well, it might even be depending on what you're eating, and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas here quotes, he's quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that it might even also for fruit. If you're going to be eating fruit, don't say kiddush beforehand. So there's enough now. There's enough categories of things that we would tell you not to say kiddush beforehand to require a real question about who exactly we should follow in this case. And then he quotes something else that's very interesting, and he says maybe even if you're going to be eating a mizonot type, probably even bread. But there's one of the halachas is that you'd only have to bench or say bracha achrona is if you eat it within a certain time period. So he suggests that oftentimes people that are sick, they're not eating so quickly, they're not moving so quickly, they would not eat it within the required time period. So once you're not eating your mizonot or your hamotzi in the required time period, then he suggests not saying kiddush on it, because that's not really considered an eating that would require a kiddush before it. So that's also another very interesting svar, very interesting reason to say not to say kiddush is if your eating is too spread out, we wouldn't call that an eating that would require you to say kiddush beforehand. So like we started off with, again, this is a complicated topic that we have good reasons for both sides. So you have to ask. Yeah, you have a question.
My question is regarding someone who must take medicine in the morning. It doesn't feel sick, it doesn't feel weak, it's just that it's recommended, like with all medicines, many of them will say, don't take it on an empty stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You don't eat a meal before it,
mm-hmm.
Just don't take it on an empty stomach.
Okay.
So you meet something minimally, a little bit of yoga or something like that.
Uh-huh. So the question is going to be...
There's no physical... requirement.
So should you say kiddush before? Should you? Well, first you have to ask about taking. First you have to ask about taking that on Shabbos, just in general. Let's assume it's okay to take that on Shabbos, and the recommendation is to eat something beforehand.
Not to take it on. Basically, say right after eating something.
So it sounds almost like the best thing is to have a
fruit.
Part
of the medicinal requirement.
Have a fruit or something. If you could have a fruit, then have the fruit, and that fills your stomach up, and then take your medicine, and then it would seem like you wouldn't say kiddush on it, though. Right. It would seem like you wouldn't say Kiddush on it, though maybe perhaps the Bir Halacha, I don't even know if he would, he might tell you that you have to say Kiddush before you eat, and once you say Kiddush, you have to have a mezonot afterwards, and then you should really say Kiddush with your mezonos. The Rav Moshe was getting into he got into the whole, well, we're going to make you eat more so than necessary. That might not be recommended either. That's part of why, for the sake of eating. Yeah, that's part of why this is not so straightforward, because it could be that for the, some people tell you specifically eat the fruit and don't say the Kiddush, and other people tell you maybe you can eat the fruit and then you'd have to say Kiddush so you can have your mezonos. Sorry, I don't have a clear answer.
Like you said, there's yogurt, there's peanut butter on rice cakes, there's like all kinds of like...
of things that you could do to get around the strict requirement that for Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, he would recommend doing those things so that you don't have to say Kiddush and drink wine, which is an activity that you're not supposed to be doing unless you have to.
You might not even want to do. You may not feel comfortable.
Right. And I think that Rav Moshe, just to be clear, he would say that if somebody needed to eat bread, I'm not sure why, but I'm pretty sure he would. If somebody needed to eat bread, I think that's what he said. He said you should say Kiddush and eat, but that's only on the case where the starting point was you needed to eat bread, therefore you should say Kiddush. We shouldn't start with you need to say Kiddush so that you could eat something afterwards. So,
but quite honestly, here in Israel, Shula's finished by 10:15. Say there's no reason why your medication can't wait.
That's okay. That's a practical. 10:15. I don't know. But also we spoke that sometimes people feel weak enough.
Yeah, I'm not
that case, your medicine. Okay, it could be for medicine. It depends on the medicine.
I'm a pharmacist.
Oh, okay.
And the certification, like water tablets, etc. It doesn't matter on the Shabbos if you wait till 10:15, 10:30 to take them.
Right. I think
at 8:00.
I think part of this question is when you're asking a shul rabbi, the shul rabbi is going to have to figure out the mitziyut. He's going to have to figure out what all the details of are exactly. That's a big question is what the medication is. Why do you need it? What happens if you don't take it? What does the doctor have to say about do you need to take it at that point in time? Is there a range? Right? These are all questions that when somebody has a practical question, the rabbi's going to hopefully.
There's also blood pressure medication. All right, you take it first thing when you get up. But on a Shabbos, does it matter if you wait till?
Right.
2.5 hours.
Right.
Later.
Then you have to deal with, I think Lucy pointed that out. Because you said you pointed out forgetting it, which might also be a factor.
Take me out of my routine.
That also might be a factor. So that also, all these are factors. Well, all these are factors.
It's a practical thing, because after sure you go to somebody else's for kidney, so you have to take medication with you.
Right. So like we said, this was the topic for the finishing of last week about kiddush in the place of a suuda. The question was, before davening, we saw that it's up for debate.
Can you have a drink of water?
Water, yes. Tea, yes. Tea, coffee, yes. I don't see anybody saying yes for juice, because the problem is that eating food makes you kind of gives you like a gaiva. That's what they say. Yeah. It gives you like a bit of an arrogant feeling, or it feels you more uplifted, right? You want to go into davening being very humble and having something significant might lift your spirits up, so you're not as humble. So that's why we basically say water, coffee, and tea are so basic drinks that it's just so normal to drink something, and it could be a function of the fact that they're very cheap. Also, it could be that they're so very similar to water, very inexpensive, very 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 popular. Everybody drinks it all the time, always.
Yeah.
So those are things that you could drink before davening. Anything else, I'd have to do some more research if juice or anything else like that is. I don't think off the top of my head that it just fits into the. You can have a cup of juice before you go to shul. That I'm not sure about.
Then there's the other thing, that if you don't have something, you might feel a bit lightheaded and you can't concentrate on
it. Exactly, and in that case, that was one of the cases where you have to see where the Shulchan Aruch said, it's up to you if you want to eat or not. The Rambam said you had to eat, but we pointed out that times might have changed. And the Shulchan Aruch would say, it's up to you if you think that you should eat, then you should have a little bit in that case. And then that's what leads us into the question of now, do you need to say Kiddush beforehand? Right, so... So, okay.